You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stukats Podcast.
Over the years, Stukats, we don't have a lot of people who get to work in our particular playground and then leave to go do many other things. We have a place, we're fortunate to have these jobs doing this silly thing. And Chris Whittingham sat in those old stinky studios at one time and said, with a straight face, in a very cramped studio, that he would not want to have the career of Jim Gray, the Hall of Fame Hollywood star career of Jim Gray, who's still doing a podcast with Tom Brady and is one of the great, you know, sports journalists. Whether you can't dispute that he's one of the great sports journalists that there's been, correct?
No doubt. He's a Hall of Famer. I mean,
and Whittingham said, I wouldn't rather have his career. I'd rather stay here. But Whittingham did get what represents for him a dream job. It would be like Stukats getting program director and being able to install himself as the morning show host and the afternoon show host.
Yeah, because that's the dream job, right? Program director is second or third on my list. I only wanted the PD job to give myself the dream job of hosting Afternoon Drive.
Or Morning Drive, if you felt like it.
I don't like mornings.
Okay, yeah, well, maybe not, but so that you could be heard wherever it is that the world could hear you.
Right.
But Whittingham is now calling meaningful games. Keep in mind, this is a person who we were introduced to when he was doing games at WFAN as a 17-year-old or whatever, and we're like, listen.
WQAM, that's a fine.
Excuse me, yes, WVUM.
That's a fine for me, too.
Yeah. Double fine.
A couple of steps below FAN.
Yeah.
My fault. The campus, the campus radio station, WVUM, listened to by nobody, and now he is calling nobody. Nobody was listening back then. Nobody. He was doing calls. It was just us listening to his games. It was eight of us. And he was great, a prodigy, and now he's making giant calls in giant moments at the top of the sport.
And now, breaking free, come Paris Saint-Germain, nobody back, Hakimi's got company, Mbappe with Kolo Muani, Mbappe to finish it off, the save from Ter Stegen, on the follow, the save from Asensio, and Mbappe! Paris Saint-Germain into the semi-final! Decisive goal.
Man. The key is to like be yelling and then end it quickly.
He's so good.
It's a good goal.
Yours was not a good call.
Listen to what I'm talking about here.
Paris Saint-Germain into the semifinal.
Final.
Yeah, you're not doing it as well as he does it.
I didn't know what was going on.
He's
say goal here.
All right.
There,
well, he's let's examine this.
Someone
for a
made
second.
The semifinal.
Yes, but also he's being helped by the rocket shot sounds of a ball being saved and going, like you can hear the ball being kicked. It's musically perfect. Like his energy and tone in meeting each of the moments brings you there in a way that's really moving to me.
And now breaking free, come Paris Saint-Germain, nobody back, Hakimi's got company, Mbappe with Kolo Muani, Mbappe to finish it off, the save from Ter Stegen, on the follow, the save from Asensio. Saint-Germain into the semifinal. Kylian Mbappe in his last dance with the club with the decisive goal.
And
PSG.
Here's what's one of the funny things about that is he wasn't ready to call the goal. He was in the middle of saying Mbappe's name, and then it sounded like someone stuck a finger up his ass.
And Mbappe! And Mbappe!
He wasn't ready to make the call. He was in the middle of saying Mbappe's name. And that's what it would sound like.
Yo, how's your uncle?
How's your uncle?
He reacted well to that then.
That's
honestly
correct. He had to.
That's why we're saying he
I would have been like, hey, who's got a finger in my ass?
Mike,
that'd be a really weird goal call.
It would be.
But it would be weird for someone to do that moment.
So did someone do that to Whitty or not?
At any moment.
Sounded like it.
Ray Hudson, actually.
The legend.
Magisterial.
Whitty's going to hate this segment. What are we doing to this guy?
I hate this segment.
They're great together. What do you mean you hate this segment?
It's just, yesterday was a really cool sports day, and we largely ignored the Champions League and the NHL, we just said it was crazy. I mean, it was like red zone. Everything was happening at the same time. Yeah. It was bonkers. Yesterday was a beautiful day of soccer. It was beautiful. An incredible day. It was an incredible day. Both Champions League games yesterday were incredible, especially the Dortmund Atletico Madrid game, where teams just kept trading off spots in the semifinal. And to have Witty at the center of it, calling Mbappe's...
And Mbappe!
Insurance goal there against it. At that point, they were like a nine-man side in Barcelona, red card after red card. It was just an awesome day in sports, honestly. It was one of those days that you'll remember forever. And we're talking about Ray Hudson putting his finger up Chris Whittingham's butt.
And Mbappe!
Hey, it's Mike. As you know, sports are a bit crazy right now. Kind of feels like everything is happening all at once, and you have to make some decisions to prioritize if you want to support your team or go out and see some of these games. Well, I've got a recommendation for you. As someone that loves sports and loves attending live sporting events, you're always hunting the secondary market for hard-to-find tickets. I've been out there in those streets, and I know the best possible place for me and you is Game Time. It's an incredible app that is so upfront with its pricing. It's an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Game Time, tons of last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Dan Le Batard.
All of us who were watching college football elevated everything the weekend was because we missed football in general so very much.
You didn't watch the ending of UTEP Jacksonville State. It was awesome.
A dizzy.
Boom.
Stugatz.
It's such a lane for you. Just everything in college football is awesome. Any single thing that happens, she gets deliriously happy about.
Don't you miss viewing sports through that prism, though? Like, I'm envious of Lucy. Like, I wish that I could still be happy.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Hey, Dan. I don't know why I did the hip pump. I'm in such a good mood because we are here in New York. We're at the Empire State Building right now. We're here for the WNBA draft. Everything is freaking awesome. And I just think it would be such a cool bit if you let me move here. Look how happy I look. I got to hang out with a friend, two friends this whole week. That's crazy. So just think about it. And I'm not even counting Caitlin as one of those friends. She didn't say hello to me with her voice, but she did with her eyes. So, please.
What's happening?
They're taking photos.
Would love to be a part of that one day.
You know, it would be so crazy and so cool if you let me move here.
Start spreading the news.
Oh, hang out with Pablo. He would love to hang out with me.
I'm leaving today.
Charlotte's gotta be pretty lonely up here. New York! New York!
The Iowa women's basketball team is here! Loudest cheers of the night! So as women's basketball fans, how cool is it to see a crowd like this here for a WNBA event?
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. We love to see it.
They're amazing athletes, so it was about damn time.
Is this your first WNBA draft? Or?
Yes, yes.
Why this draft?
I mean, Caitlin Clark, obviously. We're from Iowa.
I mean, of course, we're Hawkeyes. Who has been the player you are most excited to see so far?
I love Rikia.
Caitlin and Paige. I mean, Caitlin, but then I saw Paige and, like, claps, yeah. So. Yeah.
They all look so good.
Like, I have to say, Caitlin, I love her as a person. I love her as a basketball player. I feel like she just, like, understands the game. This is so embarrassing.
Oh, my God, girl. I have said this so many times before. I would die for her.
I said I wasn't going to ask any uncomfortable questions, but I have to do this now. Do you love Caitlin Clark or your girlfriend more?
Oh, good question. My girlfriend, of course.
No.
My girlfriend!
No, because I would be scared if I was in a room.
Caitlin Clark.
Draft Kate Morris.
There goes my hero.
watch her as she goes.
Dan, I feel alive again. I think I'm back. It was a really tough 8 days, but I'm feeling really good now. Kate and Caitlin got drafted. I'm feeling awesome. Everybody looked beautiful. You're probably like, Lucy, did you work too hard? Is that why you're sitting down? Not necessarily. I would say Rose did most of the heavy lifting on this trip. I have been rewatching Sex and the City. Every time I rewatch Sex and the City, I'm like, I have got to start wearing like heels and stuff. So I wore heels and my feet hurt so bad. So I'm doing the full New York experience. I had a blast. Thank you for sending me here. And I cannot wait to go to every Indiana Fever game on your dime. Let me ignore all my friends' problems and worry about my own. Charlotte, give me money.
I fear she's ripping us off. She goes to New York to tell us to send her to New York so that she could just get close to Caitlin Clark, wherever Caitlin Clark is, and just have her, the camera, whiff Caitlin Clark.
Some good access we got to Caitlin.
Just every time that she walked in front of a camera, we were there. A brisk walk in front of a line of cameras, Metalark was there.
I feel like we just sent Lucy to the WNBA draft to enjoy a party and to sort of be in the general scent of Caitlin Clark and ask people about Caitlin Clark.
That's exactly what you did.
She
said hello with her eyes.
True. Yep. She mentioned Sex and the City, which is now on Netflix, which is why a lot of people are now watching it for the first time. And I have a Franco Harris-like admission to make, which is that growing up, I was very confused that there was a Carrie Bradshaw and a Terry Bradshaw.
That's a great admission.
Wow.
That's a great admission. So
you fool.
You thought that the head of Sex and the City, a time of empowerment for sexuality on HBO, that the star of that show was Terry Bradshaw, the former Steelers quarterback who shared a backfield with Frank O'Harris.
Or that the Steelers had a woman quarterback.
I wasn't really sure when I was very young who Carrie Bradshaw was.
Should you have been?
I mean, it was not
really.
That
no,
not no, very no. young. No, you
for a show
have
called
been.
Sex and the City, not a lot of sex. Samantha was really the only sexually liberated one. Yeah. And even now, by our standards today, I mean, that's the interesting conversation happening with the show, Dan, is now younger people watching it and being like, wow, is this what the 2000s were like?
Risque.
Yes, they were. This was shocking. Uh-huh. I was more so just like, are they related? Is one of them the other one's wife or daughter? Am I getting the names wrong? Why do they rhyme? Did they name the character after Terry Bradshaw? Yeah. Turns out none of those things are true. No. It just was a coincidence, I guess.
I'm glad Lucy went to New York so we could have this conversation. I mean,
I would recommend a couple of things that I've found recently on Netflix that aren't Sex and the City. I've been very disappointed with the reincarnation of Sex and the City from the movie to all of its forms, whatever it is that Max is doing
with it.
And just
like that.
Yes, I didn't. I hate watched the entirety of that. But Baby Reindeer, I would recommend to you if you want to crawl around in your own skin and feel very uncomfortable around stalking. It is excellently done. And I would also recommend.
I felt that watching Lucy's video, honestly.
Agreed.
You criticize the video, but it's caused two different conversations based on Netflix shows.
I've watched Baby Reindeer, and it is fantastic. It is creepy.
I'm surprised that you have watched that.
I watched two episodes. I
mean, okay.
Did you think it was Reindeer Games?
I did.
Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman is also very good.
It's really good, but like we saw the movie already. So now the movie's like just like the show, but longer. And I'm like, eh.
Not for you?
No, it's for me. Like, I like it. I've watched the entire thing, but like we saw the movie.
You guys are binging the wrong thing. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Two new episodes of Bluey dropped.
Yeah.
Of
what?
Bluey.
I'm not in that demo.
I didn't like it. The long one? I only watched the long one. I didn't see the new one. I didn't see the second one. I saw the longer one. I don't want to spoil it for people.
The 28-minute one?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was an emotional wreck watching this. For those that don't have kids.
Is it ending?
It's kind of like a cliffhanger ending.
Oh.
I don't.
Wait until 10 years from now, you find out they had it in a pitch for Damian Lillard. Bluey tried to get Dame to the Heat, and he turned them down.
I don't want
to
spoil it for people, but I didn't like the little twist at the end.
When Bandit shows up, he pulls up, and he takes the for sale sign out of the ground. When the entire episode, Bingo and Bluey are trying to sabotage the house being sold. I gotta tell you, it hit me. It hit me.
I didn't like the lesson. Like, sometimes life changes. Like, I think the lesson there couldn't be, hey, we got to move to a new place and it's all going to be okay.
No,
the lesson at the end of just, oh, you don't want to move? All right, we're going to stay then?
The lesson is, we know how much we mean to you, and this would be a huge change if we went away, viewer. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be there for you. As your child grows up and watches all sorts of terrible children's TV programming, we're going to be that oasis in the desert. We're going to have the best example of a father since the 1960s, honestly, on television. just a model father.
Since who?
You got to go to black and white TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Sitcom dads? You're talking about model fathers? Father knows best.
Bandit is an icon. He is dad goals.
Phil Dunphy's pretty strong.
I feel like the sitcom dad lately has been stereotyped to be like the dumbass. Like, that's been.
That
the,
is Phil Dunphy.
That's,
been,
yeah. That's Modern Family. I thought my father was the death of the sitcom dad. I thought that's where it all went to die.
You know, like, Bluey's parents occasionally, like, allude to wilder times when they were single. They don't treat the parents like they're idiots. And it's, I didn't know. There were a couple of. There's a show that deals with low-key miscarriages where they don't come out and say it, but you know there are shows that have these really deeper messages, and you find yourself getting emotionally invested, and then when they threaten to move it away, you're like, no, I'm not ready for this to go, Bluey. I'm not ready for you to go, and then that dad rips that for sale sign out of the ground.
Strong dog.
And you realize that they're not going to go anywhere. I don't have to do this by myself. Yeah, I'm getting a little choked up just talking about
so
it right
Bluey's
now.
A dog, but he's not Blue's Clues?
Bluey's a girl.
Huh.
But a dog.
Carrie Bradshaw, Terry Bradshaw, all over again.
Blue from Blue's Clues, also a girl.
Ooh. That one was stunning. That was stunning to find out.
Stugatz also...
Because historically, Blue is associated with boys.
We get it.
Progressive.
Also stunning to find out, Stugatz. I can't believe what I'm about to report. Are you ready to get an explosive report that perhaps you may have missed?
Yes.
I know what it is.
Take a guess.
Hannah Cavendish coming back to UM women's basketball.
Nope, that is not it.
Oh, man.
It is something more in the Stugatz wheelhouse, but it also is in the rare place where I also believe that Stugatz has said dismissively, I'm tired of those. I don't want any more in my life. There will be no more of those. And what I'm about to say is a Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham Patriots report.
Get out of here. A deep dive?
A deep dive into Belichick.
How is that possible?
A deep dive into Belichick.
I thought he did his final deep dive.
You thought so, but there are a couple of things here that I want to share with you and the audience. This is from Andrew Callahan of one of the Boston newspapers. He is quoting ESPN as saying this. It's where I'm getting my information. It's how I'm finding out that it's Wickersham and Don Van Natta. He told Confidence he would be Confidants.
Sounds like it's Callahan.
He would be. It's not Callahan. Okay. It's Van Natta and Seth Wickersham, and it's Callahan borrowing their reporting.
Callahan, a great Boston name.
It is a great. Anytime it's a Callahan in Boston giving you Belichick information, it's credible.
Didn't he break the news that they decided when they were overseas to get rid of him?
Was it Andrew Callahan
who did
that?
I think it was.
Well, he's now just quoting ESPN. This is classic Callahan reporting on what Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta are reporting, which is he's told Confidants he'd be interested in coaching the Cowboys, the Eagles, or the Giants. He was blindsided
who
by...
Who does he think he is, Deion Sanders?
He'll get one of those jobs.
He was blindsided by Atlanta's hiring of Raheem Morris. He was not among the top three choices for any of the Falcons' top decision makers during their coaching search. He is about to sign a media deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's also happening around this is some people are saying that, and I need to know what the reporting is on this, whether it's Wickersham or not, that Robert Kraft reportedly called Arthur Blank to warn him not to trust Bill Belichick as a potential head coach for the Falcons. I need to know what the reporting is on that. Who's reporting that? Because you're suggesting that Kraft is actively getting in the way of Belichick getting a job.
Is it not Seth Wickersham that's reporting
that,
it?
I think
it's Don Van Natta.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those two guys.
They've got a third one. They've got a third one on it, though. There's a third name attaching them.
Why would they attach their name and credibility to the story?
And they've never taken a third person on a deep dive.
Fowler's a third one. Right. Not Chris. Jeremy.
Dan, put it on the poll. More prolific reporting duo, Van Natta and Wickersham or Woodward and Bernstein. Wow.
Did you know that Jeremy Fowler and Chris Fowler were not related?
Really?
What?
Bernstein. Neither were Kerry and Terry.
Bernstein.
That's a fun.
Don Lebatard.
They would try to bring in some minority characters, and you could... Yeah, they tried.
Louis Aguirre was one of them. They tried to dabble in Latin flavor, and they went and got...
Maurice Chestnut was one, I think.
Morris.
Oh, Morris Chestnut, I'm sorry. God, what a beefcake in that show. Oh. Miranda, why didn't you stay with him? I mean, we're going to go with Steve on this one? Seriously?
Stugatz!
Oh, no. Clear out. I have to issue an apology.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is it a Sex and the City apology?
I would like to formally apologize to Blair Underwood for calling him Morris Chestnut.
Oh, no.
Wow. Look.
L.A. Law, man. Come on, yo.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
It's time for...
Against the Spread.
And of course, it is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
That was one of those Zion things. Like, that's good for DraftKings when I did that.
I want the first crack at doubting the Miami Heat and the playoff run. I will take the Philadelphia 76ers minus
Boo.
Five.
Wow.
Just see that money line come in for a couple of parlay skis.
I
like the pick.
I do not believe that there will be some magical pixie dust of playoff Jimmy tonight, but I hope I'm wrong.
According to DraftKings, that line is 5.5 points. So you have Philadelphia minus 5.5?
Yes. It's DraftKings.
Okay, sorry
or
about that.
Or if you're subtitling our show, GiraffeKings.
I would like to take the first crack at supporting this Miami Heat team and believing in playoff Jimmy.
Yeah.
The Heat plus 5.5. They're going to win the game outright, but I am taking the Heat plus 5.5 against the spread.
Yeah. Against the spread. Yeah.
The last prediction Stugatz made was that Tiger Woods, who finished in last place, would win the Masters.
That was a flyer, not a prediction.
Flyer, yeah.
Yeah, I said Scheffler.
Much like Jimmy Butler, none of your predictions ever stick to you, so let's just keep it moving. I'm going to take the Dallas Stars. I think they clinched the top seed in the West. With a win over the St. Louis Blues. Blues were feisty this season, but Dallas is really good. There's about seven teams that can come out of the West, and it wouldn't surprise you. I'm going to take them minus 1.5 on the goal line against the spread.
I'm going to Friday's action, Sacramento Kings versus the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion, iffy, hamstring, who knows? I'm going to take the Kings plus 1, like the beam. Against
the Krings.
The Krings.
Against the spread.
I'm going to piggyback off of Stugatz and try to break this tie. I have a very strong feeling about the Miami Heat tonight.
Wow.
I know that what you guys are thinking. 76ers are a better team. Maybe the case, but they're not going to win by 5.5. I'm not saying the Heat are going to win the game, but the culture is not going to allow the Heat to go down like punks and lose by 5.5 points. Take the Heat tonight, plus 5.5 against the spread.
Yesterday on the show, Stugatz, we were celebrating John Sterling. Chris Cody did all of it, celebrating John Sterling, just so that he could show a foul ball going off of his face. And I didn't get to this yesterday, and I meant to, and it's just left over. But one of the great sounds in the show's history, Susie Waldman was on the sideline, or not on the sideline, she was doing sort of radio adjacent broadcasting, and they were very excited because Roger Clemens had returned and was simply in a skybox in Yankee Stadium. And to say that the reporting was breathless is to understate it.
Roger Clemens is in George's box, and Roger Clemens is coming back. Oh my goodness gracious. Dramatic things I've ever seen. Roger Clemens standing right in George Steinbrenner's box announcing he is back. Roger Clemens is a New York Yankee.
I hated that moment because I was there in 03 when Florida nailed it.
Right.
When the Marlins fans nailed the send-off for Roger Clemens. I was proud of us. We were actually aware of what was going on. And then he took that away from us.
Shades of Christopher Walken, the way he says, in his box.
The watch. Whoa.
Hubba hubba, I agree.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but you know, you have had me shouting at the hills in a crazed sort of fashion about things changing about the earth. Coyotes are just leaving Arizona. They have no interest in being in Arizona anymore. And I just think that we need to pay attention to some of the things that Earth is trying to tell us about. Just coyotes are done. Like, these are scavenger animals who know where to find food and how to find food.
But hold on a second. We had you shouting to the hills like it was our plan?
I am. No, what is happening is I am shouting. Yeah, for some reason, early this week, you were surprised to learn, because you live in a cul-de-sac, that Florida has a lot of guns. There are a lot of things happening on Earth that are alarming. And
is
one
this
of them,
about the Arizona Coyotes moving to Salt Lake City? Because that's not the animal. That's the team.
That's a team.
Yeah. Oh, I got the story wrong.
Yeah, it's a team. He was doing the team that has been playing in Mullet Arena. It's got like 2,500 seats. Yeah. Everything about the Coyotes has been amateurish. They have the worst plane in the league. They're not paying their hotel bills, allegedly. Wow. They have an owner that keeps promising and getting fans excited that they got stadium when they have a new stadium coming when they don't even have the land. They have to win it in an auction. And the Arizona Coyotes, who were originally the Winnipeg Jets, moved to Arizona. I thought that there was a good passionate fan base there, but they've just had broken promise after broken promise after broken promise. Can you imagine the Russians that are on that team being told about the two-drink maximum in Salt Lake City? I'm so sad for them. However, there have been people that have been doing good reporting on this, and they couldn't be more happy about the move, because everything about Arizona has been small time. Now, Arizona and the existing owner apparently have a five-year window to get an expansion team, because the NHL realizes it's important to be in Arizona. And you may wonder, I tangentially follow this sport, why is Arizona so important? Well, even though Keith was playing there, and you can explain that to them, the Tkachuk brothers from Arizona. Auston Matthews, an American hockey player that is playing and starring for the Toronto Maple Leafs, about to get 70 goals. He's from Arizona. Does he have access to this sport if this franchise doesn't exist there? Yes. You're starting to see how Florida is sprouting this amazing hockey culture. Wayne Gretzky just announced that his academy is coming to West Palm Beach, Florida. You're getting this beautiful game growing in other parts of the country. And while I'm super excited for Salt Lake City, they've been trying to get a franchise for a long time, and it seems as though it'll finally feel like a major league operation when they've been an island of misfit toys for a long time. But I really sincerely hope that whatever the ownership situation is in Arizona and in the greater Phoenix area, that they figure it out, because hockey really belongs in that area, and the nation is better for having hockey in that area.
I can tell you where it doesn't belong, Utah. Mm.
Guys, come on. What? That was ass off by Dan, and you're just going to brush it aside?
It was.
I mean, we couldn't even tell if you were serious.
I thought you were for.
We could have done the whole segment, Dan, talking about actual coyotes.
I was so excited about
hockey. We're talking about hockey now.
Wait, today should be a scene.
It's important for Arizona to have a hockey team because three NHL players were born in Arizona.
There's been more, and by the way, that's
hockey
your first.
Will be fine without Arizona, Mike.
They wouldn't have seen hockey had they not had a hometown team.
Billy, with all due respect, I just rattled off the first scoring line for Team USA hockey, all with Arizona roots. That's pretty damn good. All right, and it's going to be an insane scene tonight in Arizona, because I think I may have alerted a lot in our audience to the fact that they've been playing in Arizona State's hockey facility. You have Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers going to a 2,500-seat arena today, in which the locker rooms are essentially held up by curtains. It might be the last professional hockey game in this state for quite some time if their ownership group doesn't come to the table. And I can't think of a better place to find tickets than Game Time.
Yeah.
Wow. That's right. Ooh. If you're in Arizona and you want to see your Yotes for the final time, why don't you download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Last-minute tickets, like this scenario. You know, sometimes leading up to the event, the ticket prices go down. Yeah. That's why you always got to monitor the Game Time app. You do that, and I promise you, you use that code DAN, not only will you get $20 off your first purchase, but you won't see any hijinks, upfront fees. You even get to see where you'd be sitting in this 2,500-seat arena. I love you, Game Time. Thank you so much. Lowest price guaranteed.
Shame on you. Shame on all of you.
What?
Imagine how Dan must feel right now. All of his teammates just left him hanging, thinking surely this man can't be so silly that he thought Coyotes were leaving Arizona.
We were ready to pounce.
And not the Coyotes. And we could have gone with it. We could have yes-anded Dan. And instead, you had to do some stupid little bit about hockey and game time. Thank you for sponsoring the show. But it's ridiculous.
That felt like an insincere thank you. Thank you for sponsoring the show.
Thank you for sponsoring the show.
Thank you.
But we could have done
you.
The read another
thank
time.
Thank you.
Game time. Can we just play
you
again?
Do you think Austin Matthews gets a 70?
Can you? Do you guys understand where we're headed for two
really
months?
Hung up on that.
We haven't seen that since McGillney.
Mike hit you with another with one. All due respect, and the playoffs haven't even started yet. Another with all due respect. The hockey playoffs
haven't
started.
He's just like poo-pooing the top scoring line.
You do
Team
not
USA.
Poo-poo the Tkachuk name. Don't poo-poo it.
And Austin Matthews.
Don't poo-poo it.
What he's saying he's is right. They would have arrived where they arrived, whether hockey existed
don't
in Arizona or not.
Don't poo-poo the Tkachuk name.
The Tkachuk brothers probably. You know, they could have just as easily started in Winnipeg. But
it's a great American hockey
this
name.
This big city bias. We have all the major sports teams, that's so right. We just assume that all these little towns don't produce any professional athletes because they don't have professional sports teams. And I'll have you know, the bread and butter of professional sports, the homeland of this country.
He did. Spokes.
Spokes. Spokes.
Coming from
cut that up, Taylor.
Coming from the maker today of In Our Panther Group Chat, I'm Not Scared of the Lightning.
Entire premise
of the premise.
Spokes.
Draft Krings.
Krings.
I'm not irrational.
Dan, the Coyotes were leaving Arizona?
I'm still not
irrational.
Certain.